You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Time now on RNIB Connect Radio to talk about employment and the visibly better employer standard and some companies that have achieved it. Today we will be hearing from one of these companies. We've got Katie Morgan-Jones from the RNIB Employment Advisor, Ewan Manson, Senior Manager at Global Mobility Services at KPMG, and Assistant Manager Zoe Dixon as well. Katie, let's start with you first. For those that don't know what the Visibly Better Employer Standard is, can you give us a little bit of an explanation?
It's a free quality standard available to all employers, no matter what the size, no matter what the industry. And in those 3 years, we've taken through over 70 employers to date. We look at whether an employer has inclusive practices for blind and partially sighted people, and we make sure that their working practices align to our VBE quality standard, our Visibly Better Employer Quality Standard. 3/4 of blind and partially sighted people are currently out of work, and many have to leave work each year unnecessarily due to sight loss. So our quality standard is there to try and help employers align their practices to ensure that they're accessible and inclusive, not only for their current employees to retain and progress, but also for future talent as well. So we look at their onboarding, we look at their recruitment, is their website accessible, are their application processes accessible, are their interview practices accessible, and then we support and make recommendations off the back of that.
Ewan, can we move on to yourself now? Can you tell us a little bit about your involvement in KPMG achieving the Visibly Better Employer Standard and how you found it?
I first became involved with the standard. So I was looking at, through my support to Zoe in our Reading office as her performance manager and the adjustments we'd made in the workplace, I was looking at whether there's any way I could volunteer with the RNIB. And I was looking into the standard. And then I realised that my colleagues in our digital accessibility team, Neil Eustace and Emily Carlson, were working towards the standard. So I wondered if I can get on board and essentially share where I suppose I was less familiar with our internal recruitment processes or onboarding processes that primarily wouldn't be led by my team. What I could share from my perspective was my support to Zoe in the workplace and the adjustments we'd made for her in terms of, you know, anything to do with equipment or the environment, systems and training, anything that I could share from on the ground. That's where I thought maybe I could add some value and share my insights to the pathway.
When it comes to, you know, supporting Zoe to get started with her job regarding, you know, accessibility and the position in general, can you tell us a little bit about that experience?
As a performance manager, my sort of primary role day to day is supporting Zoe with her career goals at KPMG. So we're looking at we're talking about the career trajectory at KPMG, her development since joining as a graduate on the graduate pathway, and that could be helping through regular one-to-one catch-ups, looking at feedback she receives throughout the year from her various engagement teams that she's working on. And it's from an office perspective, when Zoe joined the office, if adjustments did need to be made in terms of how to improve her experience from an employee perspective working at KPMG, I was then essentially able to act as an advocate for Zoe if we had to liaise with the various different teams internally to make sure things happened to get the right experience in place for Zoe. And I think one thing I've really learned and is really important is that it's always any adjustments that need to be made in the workplace have to be led by the individual. So it's very much driven by what does Zoe feels best for her setup, what software or systems does Zoe need. It's all well having various policies, but as long as we're making sure the policies are used in the right way for an individual situation, that's where we can really make use of the best way, using best practices essentially.
Zoe, I'll come to you now. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself, you know, your sight loss, and what attracted you to apply for this position?
I joined KPMG in 2021, more or less straight after I graduated. Many listeners will recall, if they are in employment, sort of the process of getting employment as a visually impaired person can be quite challenging. So it's almost a scattergun approach is sort of the default, where you just kind of apply for many, 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 many roles. And then of the roles that sort of come back to you and take you seriously as a candidate, that's generally a good sign that that's potentially somewhere that would be good to work sort of longer term somewhere that will continue to take you seriously, take your visual impairment into account, but also sort of work with you as a colleague rather than as a tick box on a corporate responsibility form, so to speak. Just a bit about my sight. So I've been blind since birth. I've Leber congenital amaurosis, so basically I just have a little bit of light perception. So when I am in work, I'm generally using screen reader technology.
When you started at KPMG, what sort of barriers have you identified at the start that, needed overcoming?
Well, to be honest, as part of the interview process and part of the onboarding process, KPMG actually took away a lot of the barriers that I was very worried about. And actually, as part of the onboarding process, I had the opportunity to speak to our fantastic colleagues in the digital accessibility team and basically go through sort of what support I was currently using, what technology I was currently using, how that can be sort of integrated into the workplace tools that were kind of available to me. So at the point I was joining, sort of in September 21, there was already basically a laptop ready for me, pre-installed with JAWS. A couple of the barriers I did face initially, so mobility was a bit of a barrier to begin with. It wasn't so bad in the first year because we were all still very much working from home a large percentage of the time because we were still kind of in the middle of COVID times. It's a very different world. But as I did start to come into the office more frequently in 2022 and 2023, I did start to feel that mobility around the office, sort of the ability to navigate, would have been very, very useful. And I obviously had conversations with the team, and they were able to draw down some support with that. So I had some training in 2023, which I felt really empowered me to access the office space independently, kind of inhabit that space kind of on my own terms, which was a really refreshing experience.
Ewan, we'll come back to you. What would be your message to other employers to encourage them to go out there and achieve the visibly better employer standard based on your own experience?
It's a really great opportunity for employers to reassess what's working well within their organization. Is there things that they need to slightly improve in certain areas? Could it be the recruitment process or interview process? And then looking at, more wider in terms of when someone joins the company in terms of day-to-day office environment, for example, do they have robust processes in place? And I think what's really good about the standard is that the RNIB are leading with the way with this initiative. They have a lot of knowledge of various different employment sectors, so employers should feel reassured that if they are working with the RNIB, you as a charity, you've got a lot of information to hand, and I suppose you can help people benchmark, are their practices really fit for purpose compared to other employers in the same sector? And I think one thing that's really important is the fact that it's a continuous quality standard, so it's not a box ticking exercise. Employers, when they are signing up to this initiative, they are agreeing that they are going to continuously make sure that their processes are accessible and supportive for blind and partially sighted employees. It really makes sure that employers are held to account, and I think that's really important. And if employers do wish to go through the standard to achieve the Visibly Better Employer initiative, then you are essentially opening up your talent pool, you're making a more diverse and innovative business, and you are able to allow blind and partially sighted colleagues thrive in the workplace and also bring their value to your organization.
Zoe, back to you. What would you say to other blind and partially sighted people who, want to get into employment but are concerned about, the access issues or, who in general have concerns about starting employment?
So if you're going through the interview process and you're being made to feel like a burden, or you're being made to feel like a tick box exercise, that isn't necessarily a great sign in terms of how it will be actually working for that company. And when you are looking for roles and comparing employers, I think the VBE standard really is a sign that that employer, that company, is looking to get things right as far as possible and is hopefully willing to work with you in terms of what you need, what is best for you, what adaptations they should be putting in place to support you to get things right. The other thing is, when you are working through an interview process, being able to establish a contact person who'll be able to advise on relevant issues about accessibility, adaptations, things like that is quite key.
Thank you very much to everyone. Katie Morgan-Jones, Employment Advisor from the RNIB, Ewan Manson, Senior Manager at Global Mobility Services at KPMG and Assistant Manager Zoe Dixon, for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
If you're an employer and you want to find out how RNIB's Visibly Better Employer Standard can help your organisation, then get in touch with the team by emailing visiblybetteremployer@rnib.org.uk, or you can call the RNIB helpline on 0303 123 9999 and ask for the Visibly Better Employer team. If you are blind or partially sighted job seeker and you are looking for work, you can also contact our helpline to speak to a sight loss advisor.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.